In this video, I'm going to assume that you have downloaded WordPress and that you have a website, a hosting account to upload it to. So that's what we're going to do, is upload it. I'm going to use SmartFTP. Again, you can use any file transfer program that you may be familiar with. Mozilla makes one, I believe. And I have already entered the information to log into my server. What I'm going to do is create a folder on my website, okay, and a subfolder. We're going to put the WordPress installation, and that's where I'm going to show you how WordPress works. So that being the case, I have connected to my server. I'm going to go to the public/HTML folder. Now, if you were creating a WordPress site that the entire site is going to be the WordPress site, you would put all of those files in this public HTML folder. Different hosting companies will call this different names. For some, it'll be like www, whatever. But you need to find out for your hosting company what their root is called. So this being the case, I'm going to put the WordPress blog in a subfolder. So for public HTML is where I'm at. I'm going to right click, go to new and put folder. And we're just going to call this test blog. Now we have got a test blog folder. If I click on that, you can see there is nothing in it. If though, I open my browser and I go to jeremyburns.com/test blog and hit enter, look what I get. So this is just the server's way of saying, here's the contents, and guess what? There's nothing there. That's why it says index of test blog. No files, no nothing. So what we've got to do next is get WordPress files uploaded to this location. That's where the FTP client comes in. So I'm going to my desktop. I'm going to go to the WordPress folder. And basically everything that's here needs to be put over here. So what you want to double check is that you have your folder that you're uploading to selected. There should be nothing in it. And then over here, where you've got all your WordPress files, what you want to do is hit Control A. And most FTP clients are going to select all of those files when you do that. Okay. Now, you can click and drag and then drop them over here, or you can just click this little button right here that says upload. So clicking that, it is now going to go through. You can see down here, there's like a little queue of things that it is doing. And we're just going to wait for that to be done. Look at that. We've got files appearing over here on the right. And once this is complete, once this queue area down here is finished, we'll be ready to continue. Okay, so all the files have been uploaded. And if we head over now, watch what happens when I hit F5. All right, so this is the really cool thing about WordPress is nowadays they've got the setup process fairly streamlined. There are a few things that we're going to have to do here, but I'm going to go ahead and go with English and continue. Now, see where it says here that they're going to need some information from you? Database name, database username, database password, the host. And what we're going to do is go out and get that stuff created. And we're going to do that in the next video.